Hey there, and welcome to the Do Life Big podcast. This podcast is going to be your jam if you want to live to your full potential and don't believe in half-assing anything in your life. If we want to do life big, that means we've got to get out of our own way because we only have this one shot to make it awesome. I'm your host, Kathy, and I'm a mom of three whose BFF is Cold Brew, a retired school teacher turned online entrepreneur and an author. I'm loud, bold, and will always keep it real. I'm determined to live my best freaking life possible, and I'm here to help you do the same. I'll be packing this podcast with tips, motivation, inspiration, and strategies to finally get you where you want to go. And we will have a ton of laughter along the way because, let's be honest, we can't ever take ourselves too seriously, right? I'm so excited you are here with me today. Now let's get this party started. Hey, my friend, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Do Life Big. Psyched to have you here once again. Really appreciate that you tune in to this episode every Monday morning. And today's episode is going to be short and sweet. And we're going to dive into why personal development and self-help and attending business seminars or just seminars in general are not enough for you to get the growth that you want in business and in life. So buckle up and get ready because it's going to be a good one. As you know, or maybe you don't know if you're new to listening to this podcast here, that I used to run a health and fitness business for 10 years. And I worked with thousands of entrepreneurs who were building businesses around health and fitness from home so that they could spend more time with their kids and their family. And one of the biggest mistakes that I have noticed from that business and now rolling over to my new business now where I help people reprogram the way that they think so they can get the life that they want and build the business of their dreams is there's this misconception that if I just do more personal development, if I just read more books, if I just listen to more podcasts, if I just attend more business seminars, if I meditate, if I do all these things, then I'm going to get the result that I want in my business. And so I see it happen time and time again where people will be consumed by all the self-help and personal development and podcasts and whatnot, which is great. I am not telling you to stop doing that. This is why you're here listening to this podcast so that you can continue to grow. However, what I will say is you don't want to make the mistake of just being a sponge. And what I mean by that is sometimes we can get so wrapped up in just consuming, that we forget to take action and actually apply what we're learning to our own life or into our own business. And that's really where the magic happens. And I've seen it happen time and time again where people will just spend hours upon hours researching, watching YouTube videos, listening to personal development, going to trainings, listening and hopping on training calls for their teams, whatever it is, and they will tell themselves that they're working, which they are doing things for their business. However, then they'll say that their income isn't growing in their business and they're not getting the results that they want and they can't understand because they're working and they're putting in the time and they're trying to learn more about their business and become a better leader in their industry, but their income is not matching up to it. Their income isn't growing. Maybe they've made very little or it's plateaued or it's even gone backwards now and they can't seem to understand why. But then as soon as I say, well, when was the last time that you took action in your business? That you actually did something out of your comfort zone that made you feel a little uneasy or a little nervous? When was the last time where you really put yourself out there and applied what you learned in that personal development to your business or to your life? And that's where they get stuck. That's where they say, yeah, you're right. I actually haven't done that. Because I'm sitting here trying to consume, and I think that that would be enough. Or they're waiting until they come across the right answer, what they deem to be the right answer, or the next best move that they should do in their business. And so they're reading all this personal development and listening to all the podcasts, and they're taking notes upon notes, but they're never doing anything with it. They're just becoming a sponge. And so my advice to you is every single day, and I have tried to live by this myself as well ever since I started business over, gosh, it's been like 11 years now. But every single time that you learn something in a book you read, in maybe a video you watch or a YouTube video or a podcast, whatever it is, what can you take from that one specific thing that you could learn and then apply to your business and take action on? Because that's where you're going to start to see things change. When you're learning it and then applying, what did you learn? What action can I take right now? You can't wait. It's every single time. Like when you're listening to this episode right now and this episode is over, what's one piece of advice or one thing that you could take away from this episode where you could go and you could take action right now? Something that you learned so you could solidify this growth. That's how you truly grow. It's not just by sitting there being a consumer. It's consuming and then taking action, inspired action toward what you want to go for in life. Not just, I'm just going to be like a hamster on a wheel and just do it and do what I need to do just to say I did it to check it off my list. Action without inspiration isn't going to lead to any kind of changes or growth either. And so how can we take that inspired action? And you know what? You're supposed to feel a little uneasy. You're supposed to feel the butterflies and maybe a little bit of nervousness in your stomach because you just learned something and now you're going to go apply it and take action in your business. And it might be something that you've never done before. This could be new, something new for you. Maybe you've been avoiding something that you know that you need to do in your business. Or and if you don't own a business, maybe you've been avoiding something that you know that you need to do just in general in life. Maybe you've been avoiding a conversation with someone that you know that you need to have. Maybe you've been avoiding the fact that, you know, you wanted to pivot and switch to a completely different business and you haven't been doing it. And you've been pushing that idea aside for so long because it's been scaring you. It could be anything. But what I want you to do going forward is each time you learn something new, look at your life, apply it, and take that action. Because people will think that their biggest teachers in life will be the books that they read and the podcasts that they listen to or the YouTube videos that they watch. But your biggest teacher is actually going to be your life. Because as you're consuming all of this self-help and all this personal development, trying to become the best version of yourself one day at a time, life is going to keep happening. Things are going to happen around you that you don't have control over. How do you handle those circumstances? How do you handle those situations? Are you able to then take the knowledge that you've learned in those self-help books and apply it to your life situation? That's going to be your biggest teacher right there. Or are you going to forget about everything that you just read and worked on or meditated on, and then you're going to freak out on your kids when they throw a temper tantrum in the center of Target, right? I know it's easier said than done, but are you able to, for example, remain calm in the middle of a shitstorm when you typically maybe would have lost it and snapped? Are you able to learn from that and take all of that self-help and personal development that you've been working on and now apply it to your real life situation? That's the true test right there. Life is your biggest teacher. And most people don't see that. Most people don't see that everything that's happening to them is actually there to teach them. And this is for the good, and this is for the really crappy things. It's for everything. It's all there to teach you something. But what I want you to take away from this episode today is the next time that you listen to self-help or do self-help or this podcast that you're listening to, how can you take one small thing, not a bunch of different things and overwhelm yourself? How can you take that one key nugget from whatever it is that you just listened to or learned and apply it to your business or to your life on that day? And if you can combine consuming plus taking inspired action, you're going to start to see things in your life really shift for the better. If you haven't picked it up already, make sure you go and grab my completely free workbook. It's called Think This, Not That. It's how you reprogram the way that you think so that you can have a more success mindset and develop more happiness and confidence in yourself so that you can really trust yourself and attract more of the things that you want into your life. You can go to kathyreuter.com/thinkthisnotthat and download it and bring it with you wherever you go, and it will start to change because your life is a direct reflection of the thoughts of your past. And so we want to live our best life possible. We want to constantly be improving. That means that we need to change the way that we're thinking today. Change the thoughts of today, and you will change your entire life. So thanks so much for being here today. You know I love you, and I think you're awesome. And I'll see you the next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening in. I really appreciate you choosing to spend your time here with me today. You totally rock. Hey, listen, if you love today's episode, go ahead and tag me on social and go share this with a friend right now. Like, do it immediately before the day gets ahead of you and you totally forget. Couldn't be more pumped to be on this journey with you guys. Go make today awesome, and I will see you the next time.